Sukkah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud, 1:10. This Mishnah is straightforward. It covers the basic halacha of Dofen Akuma. The word Dofen Akuma means a bent wall. And the idea is straightforward enough, like I said. We've already established that the Schach is what defines the Sukkah. It's the area beneath the Schach, directly beneath it. That is your Sukkah, but that area must be bound by walls on at least three sides. And the walls need to be proximate, close to the area that's supposed to be beneath the schach. So if your walls are too far away from your schach, then they're not part of the sukkah, and your sukkah won't be kosher. We already also established that the distance we're talking about is just three tefachim, meaning if there's a distance of three horizontal tefachim from the schach to the partition of the wall, that's too far and they're disconnected. Less than three tefachim, that's the principle of lavud, and we said that the vertical wall is essentially connected to the schach, because a distance of less than three tefachim is negligible. That's the principle of lavud. Our mission is going to have a new principle, dofen akuma, the bent wall, which says that if there's a distance of even up to four amos, which is 24 tefachim, it's 7 feet, between the schach and the vertical wall, if there's something there, even if it's not kosher for schach, but there's something there that bridges that gap, so in other words, you have schach pasul, invalid schach, that intervenes between your kosher schach and the vertical walls, as long as the not kosher schach is a horizontal distance of, I should say it a different way, as long as the distance between the kosher schach and the vertical wall is less than four amos and it's bridged by not kosher schach, so then we look at the not kosher schach as being an extension of the wall itself, and we just say that the wall is bent and it's an L-shaped wall. That's what Dofen Akuma means, that we look at the wall as being a bent wall. And that being the case, we'll say that your sukkah is kosher, and the schach is supported and connected to the walls. It's just that, of course, you cannot be considered inside the sukkah when you're beneath the walls. So that means you have to stand in the middle area, not the area beneath the non-kosher schach on the sides. That's the principle of Dofen Akuma, and the Mishnah gives three examples of it. There are very slightly nuanced differences between the three. I'm not even going to go into the differences, but they're the same principle here. So the Mishnah says, first of all, bayis shenifchas, if you have a house where the roof has fallen in, so the center of the roof is no longer there, you see the sky, let's say, but the edges, the perimeter around the roof still is intact, and therefore that's like, let's call it plaster for argument's sake, whatever it is. So the plaster, of course, is not kosher for schach. If you put schach in the middle of the roof where there is now open sky, so then the Mishnah says, Vesikach al gabav, you apply that tzchach on the hole in the middle of the roof. Imiyesh min hakozel l'sikuch arba amos. If there is a full four amos distance between the vertical wall and the kosher tzchach in the middle of the roof, in other words, the horizontal distance of the plaster is four amos, so then psula, then it's invalid, because we say that the schach in the middle of the room is too far from the walls, and the rule of Dofen Akuma can't apply. If the distance is less than four amos, on at least three of the sides, so then we'll say that the schach is indeed attached to the walls, and just the walls are L-shaped, and the plaster is part of the walls, and therefore your sukkah will be kosher. V'chein, the same idea is, you have a chatzer, a courtyard, shehi mukefes achsadra, and around the open courtyard, let's say there's a courtyard, let's say it's a U-shaped courtyard, which is bound on three sides by buildings, but then around the buildings, jutting the buildings, there's a covered walkway. And a chsadra basically is a covered walkway, usually translated actually as a colonnade. But the truth is colonnade means that there are columns that are covered. The truth, the columns aren't important here. It's the covering that's essential to our mission here. So you have the covered walkway. So the area beneath the covered walkway, of course, is not going to be a place for a sukkah. But if you now lie your schach from one edge of the covered walkway to the other, that means it's supported by the covered walkway. So that means, again, you have a distance between where your kosher schach ends and where your vertical walls begin, which is bridged by schach pasul, invalid schach. It's the covering over those walkways. So that's the chsadra. So if the horizontal distance is four amos, then it's invalid. If the width of the covered walkway on all three sides is less than four amos, so then we look at the covered walkway as part of the bent wall, and therefore it'd be kosher. And third case is sukkah gadola. If you have a large sukkah, shekifua badavar she'ein misachen bo, where the middle section of the sukkah is got kosher schach, but the perimeter outside is covered with some kind of not kosher schach, whatever that would be, something, you know, whatever, something that grew, didn't grow from the ground, for argument's sake, whatever it is. It's the same idea. Im yesh tachtav arba amos, if the distance, the width of the not kosher schach portion is 4 amos, then psula. This actually comes up quite frequently if you have, you know, a sukkah where there's an overhang above from someone else's balcony, a merpeset. So then that edge of the sukkah is not kosher because there's overhang on it. But as long as the width of the balcony is in 4 amos, like 7 feet, which it probably isn't, so then the area in the middle could still be kosher schach, and you look at that edge that's covered by the balcony is the dofen akuma, as part of the walls. Don't be under that part of it. Okay? And that's the Mishnah, and that's the halacha.